This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. First-year medical students start classes at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine this month, and starting with them is Dr. Henri Ford. Ford is the new dean at the school, and he's already breaking ground as the first Haitian leader in the job. When I met him to talk about the new role, his diplomas and art were stacked against his office walls, waiting to be hung. He was drinking peppermint tea.
That's the recipe for health when you have a cold.
This is professional medical advice.
Totally. Not also taking your flu shot.
Ford moved from Port-au-Prince to Brooklyn when he was a teenager. He became a pediatric surgeon, and before moving to Miami this summer, he was vice dean at the University of Southern California's med school. His connection to UM started 17 years ago when his sister suffered serious burns after her dress caught fire. She was airlifted here from Haiti.
She spent 6 weeks in the burn ICU at Jackson Memorial being cared for by the physicians from UM.
She made a full recovery. Then, in 2010, Ford joined doctors from the University of Miami to volunteer in Haiti in the days after the earthquake.
This was a life-changing experience. A human catastrophe that I witnessed could never be adequately described. It was then that I recognized that I needed to remain engaged. I needed to help build an infrastructure that can support trauma and critical care in Haiti.
Ford joined the board of Project MediShare, an organization tied to UM's med school that does healthcare development work in Haiti.
And I said the only way I would leave Los Angeles is if I were coming here as the dean of the medical school.
Wait, you actually said that out loud before this job opened?
Absolutely.
Now that he's here, Ford says he wants to build a state-of-the-art research facility and attract a diverse group of faculty and students. I asked him about the challenge of doing that at a school that costs more than $250,000 to attend.
We recognize that for the talented, underrepresented minority students that we want to bring, they are at a premium. We have to be able to offer them some recruitment scholarships so that they will not choose to turn us down because some other medical school will get them because they offer more money. We want to get that out of the equation.
So this month, the first-year medical students start their classes. What do you want them to understand as they go into this process?
I met with them, and I told them how proud I am to be part of their class because we're all studying together, right? I reminded them the reasons why they went into medical school. They want to help alleviate human suffering. Data show that 50% of U.S. or British medical students end up experiencing some degree of depression during the course of the training, and it's extremely important for them to understand the need to devote time to ensure that mentally, physically, and otherwise, they are prepared for the journey.
What stuck with you through your career from your first week of medical school?
I distinctly remember during orientation, some of my friends talking about their aspirations. And one of them said, look, I'm going to become a dean of a medical school. I looked at him as though he was completely out of his mind. At the time, I said, P equals MD. I just want to pass so I can graduate from med school. But as I got exposed to my super achieving classmates, I recognized that I had to aspire to do a whole lot more. During my years at Harvard Medical School, we rarely saw a black faculty member. It was deplorable. I had to do more.
You came to Miami for this job from Los Angeles. South Florida has one of the largest Haitian diasporas. What has it been like for you to come to a place with such close ties to where you grew up?
It's been absolutely invigorating. The Haitians in the community who are aware of my presence, they feel an inordinate amount of pride, and it's as if they are much more excited about my job than I am. Every time they look at me with that big old smile, I said, we can't believe this is happening.
That's Dr. Henri Ford, the new dean at the University of Miami's Medical School. This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack.